Thomas Wolfe titled one of his novels, You Can't Go Home Again. Commentator Ed Cullen knows that warning doesn't keep people from trying.
One Saturday afternoon, my wife answered a knock at the door to find a young man standing on the porch. She stepped outside, and I returned to my takeout dinner and a movie. A few minutes had passed when my wife and the visitor walked by the window. Our caller held a disposable camera in one hand. "Is there still an oak tree in the backyard?" I heard him ask. I didn't know who he was, but I knew why he'd come. A few more minutes had gone by when my wife and the visitor walked into the house. "This is Sean," my wife said. "He used to live in our house." Sean was in his 30s. He was a small child when his father, a math professor, and mother bought the house. Sean had come to see how his old house compared to his memories. Sean's family moved to another state years ago, but while they lived in this house, Sean's dad had planted a small live oak. Baton Rouge is a city of grand, sprawling live oak trees. There is an oak in our neighborhood that began to grow before the American Revolution. The tree Sean's father planted is small by live oak standards. We told Sean apologetically that his tree would be bigger, but for the canopy of other trees that shelter his house from the sun. I'd known Sean 5 minutes. He felt like part of the family. Sean's work takes him around the country. "I'm doing a job in New Orleans," he told us. "This close to Baton Rouge, I knew I had to get a picture of my dad's tree." After Sean had taken his picture of the live oak, my wife took a picture of him standing beneath the tree. "It was this big when my dad planted it," Sean said. The little tree probably wasn't as thick as the index finger Sean held up. We were impressed by Sean's sense of mission. He told us his mother had died. His sister, Sean said, had stood in our street a few years ago to glimpse her father's oak rising behind our house. Now Sean had a picture to show their dad. Watching Sean drive away, I knew the first house I'd visit on a tour of old home places. It would be the duplex where I built erector-set Ferris wheels on a screened porch on afternoons when it rained, the house where my French grandmother lit holy candles in blood-red jars to save us from lightning strikes. We are drawn to our old houses, hoping to find at least one thing that is the way we left it. We may hope to hear the voices that once warmed the walls, but failing that, it is enough to have gone home.
Ed Cullen is a columnist for the Baton Rouge Sunday Advocate.